call will now be recorded.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. This is the Work Prioritization Model Working Group, or Drafting Team, and we have on the line Jamie Wagner, Olga Cavelli, Chuck Gomes, Wolf Ulrich Knoben, and for staff we have Glenn de Saint-Jerry, Ken Bauer, and Liz Gaster. Have I left off anybody? Thank you, Olga. Over to you. Please remember to say your names when you speak for purposes of the transcription. Thank you.
Thank you, Ken. This is thank you, everyone, for joining. And thanks, Glenn, for the reminder today. Ken, for the reminder today to the Adobe Connect. One thing before we start is something that we talked about at your conference call yesterday, as Chuck asked me a question, and maybe we can talk about, is that when could we be ready to present our prioritization model and our outcomes to the GNSO for their feedback and revision? And also, I would like to tell you that in our agenda for the Nairobi meeting, we have a space for face-to-face meeting on Sunday in the afternoon after lunch. It's from 2 p.m. to 3:15 p.m., if I am not mistaken. I already sent this comment to you in our list. So one thing that we talked about yesterday is that perhaps if the outcomes are ready to go to the GNSO before the Nairobi meeting, maybe we can share that with the council, or we can present that outcomes in the face-to-face meeting we have in Nairobi. That's something that I would like to exchange some comments with you, see how where we are in our work and how which are the expectations of our finishing date for our work. Any comments?
Olga, this is Chuck. Let me just share a couple different options I think that are before us. They may not be the only two. But because of the board's requirements for publication of documents well in advance of meetings, of these in-person meetings, we can't be in a situation where the council or the GNSO in any capacity can act on documents unless we meet that document cutoff deadline. But if, and I think that's probably at the latest 15 February, okay? So I doubt that we're going to be in that position. But if we're able to, you know, pretty much finish our work, we could use the opportunity of the in-person meeting of just, you know, giving an overview of what we are proposing and have a discussion on it without actually instituting any action. Does that make sense?
The idea was perhaps if we have something ready after the day that we need to send documents meeting, is it not possible, and maybe I'm wrong and I'm mistaken with this idea, to share these documents before the people have the chance to review them and have them in mind and maybe with some feedback and comments before the face-to-face meeting, or this is against the rules and our common work procedures?
You're breaking up a lot, Olga, but I think if I understand you correctly, I don't think, and Liz, correct me if you think I'm wrong on this, but I don't think there's any problem with us sharing a document, a plan, late, okay? But we shouldn't. There shouldn't be any action on it other than just discussion and comment in Nairobi. Is that right, Liz?
Yeah, I totally agree.
I think that's something that we can do, and it depending on the time that we are ready to share our procedures and our outcomes. So maybe we can have that in mind.
It's probably, I think, wouldn't everybody agree that we're not going to make a 15 February cutoff I don't think, in terms of being finished. But we could be finished maybe a week or two afterwards and be prepared to at least give an overview and have initial discussions on it in Nairobi.
I mean, it's Liz. I think what would be key is to give the council enough time to at least have a glance at it before, whatever that
That's ideal. Liz, it's Chuck again. That's ideal, I think. But if we got it just before and didn't expect people to have read it because we got it out last minute, it wouldn't hurt to give a presentation of what we did with the understanding that people would have an opportunity later to review it and just get some initial discussion going. Don't you think that would be okay?
Yeah, I think that'd be great. I might be in the same situation with who is.
Yeah, exactly. There's going to be a whole bunch of issues that I think are in that category.
Well, it's Wolf speaking. May I?
Sure, Wolf. Go ahead.
Chuck, I fully agree with what you said. So said that we, on the one hand, we should put ourselves a little bit under pressure. So that's because I think the prioritization is a work of priority. So that's my impression, the first one. The other thing is, in this respect, so I would agree that we would prepare very carefully this document in order to have first discussion on council level. And that could be in Nairobi. So we can put it for motion later on, in a later stage, that we do. But we should also have then a timeline in that document to present a timeline. What is our plan with this priority work? What do we have in mind? When will we come up with a motion and so on?
May I speak, Jamie?
Sure. Jamie, go ahead.
I think our face-to-face meeting in Nairobi should be open to the whole council in order to we could present our a timeline ahead and what have we achieved until then. If it is a conclusion, okay. But anyway, if it's an interim or partial, not yet finished work, it should be also presented in Nairobi.
Okay, thank you. I have comments about our face-to-face meeting in Nairobi, and I think we have some ideas on how to move forward and try to show our work. Okay, in this case, I will check again. I will turn the mic to Ken. I've been reviewing your last email, Ken, and you had proposed some actions for our call today. I'm opening this email right now, and perhaps you can start working with us. We can work on.
Thank you, Olga. This is Ken. Everybody can hear me all right?
Yes, I can hear you.
You won't need to open up the email because I have copied all that material and I've uploaded it right here to the Adobe Room so we can follow along together. So, go ahead.
No, just I didn't notice that. Thank you for that.
Okay.
Go
ahead, Jamie.
It's just a matter of I'm having a problem when Olga speaks. It's very cut off.
Yeah, she's breaking
never.
Up a lot.
Yeah.
Glenn, if you're still on, maybe they can...
I'm in contact with the operator, Chuck.
Okay.
Thank you.
So they'll try to work that out. In the top right of your screen, there's a discussion notes area in which I just made a couple of comments. We've already dealt with the last one, which has to do with the discussion about Nairobi. The first comment just means that I just uploaded the material that was sent via the list so we can look at it here on the screen. And then what I was going to suggest is that we start by going over the three elements of work that we have already discussed. In particular, there was one change that Chuck had recommended, which I have made and we'll discuss. And hopefully we can do this very quickly and then get right into the agenda items that will appear a little lower, as you'll see as I scroll down. So is that okay?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, super. So just to follow up then, I believe that the team is completed now with the Y value benefit and the X resources needed dimensions and definitions. And unless there's any discussion, those are now completed. And there was no discussion on the list about the definitions there. I'll ask, is that correct? Does anybody have a different point of view? Okay, then we'll go to item two. And here again, if for those of you who have already looked at this, the work prioritization model project list and the definitions, we made a lot of suggestions to that structure in our last session, and I outlined here in bullet form all of the things that were done. We can take a minute if you want, because I have uploaded that document. We can look at it. Let me just pull that up real quick. So here is the version 4 of the project list, and I'll just scroll to the top. And I can point out some of the things that were done. First, you'll notice that item 3 here of Fast Flux is now in the list. And you'll also notice that in Table 1, the prioritized projects, they're now sorted alphabetically by name, not by abbreviation, but by name. And that's the same abbreviation, that's the same sorting that I've used in the short descriptions. This was a comment that Jamie made to try to make it easier to connect the table to the descriptions. No changes to the definitions of... Well, actually, we did make some changes there. We made them, you know, pending, monitor, inactive, and implementation. We added the implementation category. Maybe we did that the week before. In any event, in Table 2, non-prioritized projects, you'll also notice I took out the one that was the web project because it's not quite ready to be in that table at this stage. What else? I added the word glossary here at the top of the short descriptions, was suggested by Olga. I also added a little note indicating that this glossary is organized alphabetically by title. And then the rest of what you see is the short descriptions, and they are now organized in alphabetical order, the same as what's in the tables. And so you can just sort of scroll through and find these. I believe that was the substance of most of it. Any comments about this? Any other changes that we should make? Liz had made a suggestion about whether the description should be enhanced or extended, and I don't know if we want to have any more discussion about that.
I think where we left that, Ken, was that I was supposed to add the link.
Oh, the link.
So that everyone could read more if they wanted to, you know, just by looking at, say, the Wiki homepage, the key links for each of those, which...
Okay, sure. And some of those links are in there, like the one I'm showing now, the Work Team for Communications, but they're probably not all there yet, like FastBlocks is missing. So, okay, cool. Anything else?
No, it's just to make sure that this Jamie, and to make sure that the link will be added.
How about this, Liz? You have version 4, right? And if you want to either insert the links or give them to me, I'll put them in, and then I'll create a V5, and that'll be our...
Okay, we'll coordinate that offline.
Okay, sounds good. All right, I'm going to minimize this one then, or delete it, or move it away, and go back to... let's see. So these were just all of the items that we just finished talking about. The one thing I didn't mention when I was going through it, but I made it in the notation here, is I did some changing around to the project titles, right, by putting the OSC label at the end of the description instead of at the beginning so that it would sort better. All the OSCs and PPSCs wouldn't pile up on each other. And I hope that's okay with everybody.
That's good.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Now, if there's nothing else with respect to the project list, the third item that we had that we discussed last time was the definition of a prioritized project. And we did some work on the list. Several people commented. But I think the only change that I noted was down under implementation, and you'll see the blue, I hope it's blue text. This is the recommendation Chuck made on the implementation piece. While it may not be directly consuming large amounts of community resources, the council needs to understand and so forth. And I think, is any other concerns or questions or thoughts about the definition now of the way we've got prioritized projects set out?
Can I didn't read it. Okay, can you stabilize in order for us to read? Okay.
Let me know when you want me to scroll down.
Okay. Now, I suggest you could read it.
Oh,
so
sure.
Everybody is synchronized.
Okay, I'm gonna start right here at the top with a prioritized project.
Yes.
is initiated by a GNSO council decision to commit community and staff resources with the expectation that such efforts will impact the GNSO's overall work capacity sufficient to warrant its relative placement among all other prioritized projects. For the purposes of GNSO work prioritization, prioritized projects do not include those whose status has been determined to be inactive, monitor, pending, or implementation, as outlined below. And then I've simply included those four definitions, which have not changed except for the implementation one. So pending is the same as it was, monitor, and inactive. And do you want me to read those, or is that okay?
You could read only the implementation phase.
Okay, so I'll scroll down to that. The implementation one now reads, the work effort has completed the recommendation phase, has been approved, and is ready to begin or has already started implementation. While it may not be directly consuming large amounts of community resources, the council needs to understand the impact on staff as it considers the adoption of new project work within the GNSO. And the last comment was, a prioritized project commences when chartered or otherwise commissioned by the GNSO Council and terminates when the working group or team's final output/recommendations have been approved by the Council. Examples of prioritized projects include, but are not limited to, policy development initiatives and requests made by the board, for example, GNSO improvements and or other supporting organizations/advisory committees.
Can I speak to Cam?
Yes, sure.
This is Jamie, and it occurred to me that we have a problem of who will be declaring the change of status of a project. Who will be able to declare the change of status of a project?
Well, this is Chuck. In the case of an implementation phase, it's defined by council action, right? Or even the one before it. Once the council approves recommendations, that will answer, you know, it for some projects.
Right. At the very top of the definition.
But who will declare a pending? Who will declare that a project is pending or inactive or monitored?
Is that not fairly evident? Maybe it's not. It's a question I'm asking. This is Chuck. For example, FastFlux is a good example of one that's just pending. There's an action that was recommended by the PDP report, but it wasn't initiate or it wasn't any policy recommendation, but there's still an action, and we've yet to do anything with that. So that, to me, is kind of obvious. Now, there may be cases that are less obvious. I don't know.
Well, but I should our document should state that somebody or some group or should, would have the ability to and the authority to declare the change of the status of a project.
Who do you think that should be? This is Chuck.
Well, if from the I think well there are many. I don't think this should be required a council decision, but I think we were. The chairman of the council could do that.
So it's Wolf speaking. So may I just comment on that? I think it's a more general item what Jamie is raising here. So it's the question is how is the process to update the prioritization list in future? That means which to update which project becomes priority. And in conjunction with that, you know, what does it mean with kind how to say that? What we are doing, right? The evaluation of the project, in which rank or is ranking, there's a ranking of the projects. So do we need to have a new ranking when new projects come to the prioritization list or not? And if that, so who is going to decide? And from my point of view, it must be the council, for example. But it depends. You know, I think there are some questions open in connection with that.
Hi, this is Oscar. Can you hear me well?
Yes.
I think that perhaps we could have a small group of council members that could take the first approach of deciding about prioritization or not, or including or not the list, and then this could be revised the whole GNSO should go through deciding or whether it has to be a list or no, and then the process could start by a request from the chair.
This is Chuck. What I was going to suggest, following up on what Olga said there, is that there are a couple different things that are going to happen going forward once this is all ready to go. Number one, there's going to be an initial exercise that's going to be done where we prioritize all the projects first time, and I think that this working team has already you know defined where we place things. Now council could disagree and it could be changed, but we've done that. Going forward, then we're going to have to outline, propose a process for when a new project comes into play, and how that happens. I think that's an exercise we still need to do in this drafting team, and define how that would happen. And it could be, I'm not necessarily advocating this, but it could be that this particular drafting team could have an ongoing role since they're so familiar with the process, at least in the near term. Just some thoughts.
Yeah, can I come? This is Jamie, and I think we are talking about different things. First, first we have to admit that our work is not already finished. We still have a final step of making a prioritized list because in one dimension, and also we are. Our team is not doing the prioritization. It is doing it is proposing a method. So who will do this work and will follow this method will be the whole council that will have a prioritized list at the end of this first work. Once a new project is declared by the project as being a prioritized project. This is already defined also. So who defines a new project must be prioritized is the council. And he will and the council will make also the exercise of giving values, X values and Y values, if they agree with our proposition. And once this is made, I think it will be put, the new project will be put naturally on a sequence of this linear scale of priorities. So this is done by the project, what is, by the council as a whole. What is not defined is who changes the, who has the authority to change or to declare the change of the status of a project. And I was proposing that this authority could be given to the chairman also, or seconded by some one or two people.
Well, Jamie, this is Chuck again. You could use the chair and vice chairs if you wanted to.
Yep.
Chuck suggested if could be useful, perhaps if this is the same, our working team or another one, maybe perhaps smaller, well, we are not too many, and once the chair decides it's time to review something, then the working group reviews it and proposes it to the GNSO Council.
This is Ken. I noticed Liz had her hand up a while ago. Put it down. Did you want to say anything?
Actually, Olga essentially said what I said, which is this idea of a little group and the vice chairs would be great. You know, maybe it'd be an ad hoc group or a standing committee to just handle the logistics, even though the ultimate decision would be the council. So, same idea.
Well, I'm not too much in favor that. I think our group should reach its final work, and I'm not in favor of keeping groups and multiplying groups. I think the chairman and the vice chairs have the ability and the confidence of the group to do that work, to do this work.
Yeah, I wasn't suggesting that it needed to be a separate group. That seems like a perfectly appropriate group.
Okay.
This is Ken. I'm not sure if we've reached consensus. I was actually looking at this sentence, trying to figure out how I might be changing it as I was listening to the dialogue. So the current thought is maybe the council chair would actually declare projects to be in one or another status category?
Second by the vice chair. That's my proposition.
Well, my proposition is different. This is Olga. I propose that we could have a small, maybe reviewing team. I don't know what's the name of it. That could work once the chair and maybe vice chairs have decided to do this work of prioritizing and including and excluding, changing the status of a project. I think it would be a special group.
Just a word of clarification, Holger. The inclusion and the prioritization of a project, of a new project, these are already defined to be a matter of the whole council. It's not the who has authority to include a new project, or and is the council as a whole? Neither the group, neither the chair, seconded by the vice chair, has this authority. This is already defined in our paper here. What I was saying is that what is not defined in our paper, and who has the authority to declare changes in status. And there are two, and I think this we have no need to call for a whole council assembly to decide on a change of status. That sometimes it's obvious, and I could also go with the chairman proposing and a small group to second this changing of status.
This is Olga. At least for me, and maybe I'm wrong, changing a status is somehow suggesting a different priority. And right, Jamie, the prioritization is done by the whole council following this proposed procedure we're working on. My idea is that a chair and vice chair could have a small group to work with this change of status and this update. That's my proposal.
Okay, I can go with that.
What shall I call that? Maybe a standing committee? This is Ken. Do we now have consensus that a small group of the council would decide or make a recommendation as to status? They would decide?
I would say make recommendations and then reviewed by council.
Well, it was speaking. I would follow Olga in this respect. Because, you know, it for me, it's, I think so, as Chuck mentioned, so we start right now with the first one of ranking of projects. So this is the prioritization work we are doing. And that's what the council is going to do as a whole, I understand. So why shouldn't the council then be in a position to do it in a follow-up way as well? And we have to find a procedure in which he is going, maybe not for every new project, but let me from time to time, after half a year or so, to revisit the prioritization list and start a new prioritization with that. Why not? But this procedure has to be found out. But I would also see that the council is in a position to take the last decision about that.
So this is Ken. Go ahead, Jamie.
As I understand, there is no consensus in a small group. It would be the proposition of Olga and both in the end is that the whole council will decide. It is proposed by anybody, but the new change of status is proposed by anybody or by the chairman, but the council will have the authority to change the status. That's as I understand the proposition of Olga.
This is Ken. I was going to try to summarize.
Yeah, go ahead, Ken.
What I think I heard, Jamie, was that maybe as part of the procedure, right? So what, we haven't written it yet, but this, the first step in a prioritization cycle would be the firming up, confirming of the list. And that would include two tables, one of the prioritized projects and those that are not to be prioritized. And the way that whole step would get started would be the standing committee would make a recommendation. So just like we will do, we would go up to the council and say, here's what we recommend be the prioritized projects, and here's the ones we recommend not be prioritized, and here are the categories we put them in. Does everybody agree? And if the council doesn't agree, then some changes could be made, but then that would get that would become solidified, and then the prioritization would begin on just those that were in the table one. That's what I think I was hearing. Is that correct?
Yes.
Well, but anyway, the problem I raised is not. I think you didn't tackle it. I think okay. Once the list is done, the first prioritization is done. So there are some projects that the council declared okay they are in such a status. Okay, but things change, and so who will have the ability to put a project in another status? I think we are consensing now that it will be the whole council, provoked by some by the chair or by anybody.
This is Ken again. I think what I was hearing is that maybe we have to have another discussion about how often does the prioritization cycle actually run. Is it every 6 months? Is it every year? Let's just take an example that we decided to recommend, and the council agreed that they should do this prioritization work twice a year, once every 6 months. Then just before that would start, the standing committee would go look at the list of prioritized projects and non-prioritized projects from the last time and say, okay, what changes in status need to be made here? And they would make some recommendations and give that to the council as the first step of the next cycle. And then the council will go, okay, fine. We agree with all those status changes, and now we'll prioritize just the ones that are in Table 1. And that would include, by the way, any new projects that materialize in the last 6 months that have to get added, right?
Well, again, this is Chuck. There's I see one problem with that. That may still be okay. But as soon as a new project is added, after the prioritization exercise has happened, a decision is going to have to be made with regard to the priority of that project at that point in time. Maybe even considered before a final decision is made. For example, initiating a new PDP, and if one is initiated, then we're going to have to fit that in and decide what resources, you know, is it more important to devote resources to this than the other ones? Where do we fit it in the prioritization scheme that has already been approved?
So, this is Jamie. The difference that Ken is viewing a synchronous process. I was thinking of an asynchronous one. I think, prioritization would not run every 6 months or a year, but it would run every time that a new project would be presented. I mean, the council would be required to prioritize, provoked by a demand of for a new project.
This is Ken, if I may. That all sounds good, except I'm sitting here thinking about this, at least the way we've defined the model so far. It's all relative, right? So if a new project comes up, and let's just say that it's huge, right, very large, it could actually in some ways redefine the average. I'm wondering, when we say let's prioritize this project, well, let's say a new project comes up and we're in a mode where we're doing it every time. You know, we're going to place that on the chart. Does the fact that that project comes up also make me want to reevaluate others that are already been prioritized? Or do we just say, no, we're only going to put a new project into the existing model until some annual cycle and we'll reevaluate them all again? I don't know.
Sure. Well, it's Wolf speaking. Ken, well, I would agree fully to that. So I would see it from, let me say, a kind of business point of view. You have a yearly cycle. And our work is also, let me say, it's a part of the overall ICANN work and ICANN community work, let me say, so that. But it's also connected to the ICANN strategic and business plan. So and for that, so we have to encounter that we have kind of business cycle. Business means, you know, council business cycle in a yearly way. So I would see that we do it on a yearly basis to rediscuss the prioritization list, and in case within 1 year new projects come, there should be found a process so that LILAC, the steering committee or whatever it is, should make a proposal and it could be discussed. Or not, the total list should not be rediscussed at that time. That's how I see that.
This is Ken. I just have another thought. You know, we might be slightly ahead of ourselves in terms of this discussion because we really haven't, as Jamie pointed out a few minutes ago, we really haven't figured out how to take all this data and all this analysis and develop a prioritization. And we haven't also figured out what does that mean. For example, if we have, 25, 30 projects, and just as happened in our test, no project falls into low value, high cost. And let's say that for the sake of argument, that's our determination for what projects not to do. There's no project that gets stopped. If there's no management action, if there's no outcome from all of this work, one would have to say, is it worth doing, right? The only reason I could think of for going through a prioritization exercise is the idea that something might stop.
Or slow down.
Or slow down, sure. But what I'm suggesting is that I wonder if we need to go through that exercise in our discussion to actually determine how this could be a useful management tool, and that might then to help us figure out how often do we need to do it, do we do it every time a project comes up, once we understand what the conclusion is.
Yeah, but okay. But anyway, this brainstorm. This is Jamie. I forgot to state my name. Anyway, if we are brainstorming here, I think it's valuable because I'm getting the impression that we will have to have a synchronous process. Council should be asked to do this prioritization exercise every year or so, and also we will have procedures to respond. We have our work should tackle both suggestions: a synchronous process and an asynchronous one when a project comes up or when some project or is needed to be stopped or slowed down. I mean, we have to have definitions for both.
I think that, Ken, your point's well taken in the sense that maybe we need to move on. We need to, you know, do a little bit more work probably before we can make some of the decisions we're talking about right now.
Yes, okay.
I'm going to capture these ideas here just in my notes so I don't forget them. So we will have to revisit how projects get prioritized and sort of how often the cycle gets exercised.
And if there is a cycle or if it is an asynchronous.
good. Yeah, I'll fix that.
for both the reason cycle and also procedures to respond to requests.
Is that better?
Is that better?
I think it's not just a matter of either or. It can be and. the process, we can have both. Yes, okay. Thank you.
Sure. Okay. All right, so we agree that the definition of a prioritized project should include how the status categories are changed. And the current thing I have written at the moment is that some committee, we might need to recommend some committee, but that isn't, we haven't decided that yet. We'll come back to all that. And then we can change the definition up here and add whatever that is needed, an extra sentence to indicate how these statuses get changed. Is that fair?
Okay.
Great. Then let's see. Is everything else in the definition for a prioritized project okay with that exception?
For the time being, I have no objections.
Okay, super.
Wolf speaking again, just to come back to that, what was said before. So that doesn't exclude, you know, if you say standing committee, the standing committee could also consist of the chair and the vice chair only. So because I think it could be done. It depends on it because it's managerial work to do here. So and that's task for the chair and the vice chair. How I understand that. You know.
Sorry, Bob. This is Olga. You're suggesting that the is composed by the chair. Right? This is what you're saying.
You know, the standing committee is a committee which makes a proposal with regards to prioritization, but this proposal is going to get ratified by the council. So
my idea about this small committee, but it's only a suggestion, is that once the chair and vice chairs think that that's the time, the committee could make a proposal and then revise by the whole council. That's only an idea.
Yeah, sure. You know, the question is only, you know, we have a lot of committees. So the question is, it is valuable to have a separate committee, you know, just for the prioritization work in future. That's
Olga, I think things more, adding more work for chair and vice chair, I think it's somehow unfair for them, and it's a different task because it's something that it may take more time, and that could be proposed by this small team to the chair, vice chair, and GNSO. Only my idea. You can disagree.
Well, I'm open to that, you know. So really, so if that is agreed upon, so I don't have problem with that. So, but it was. I remember it was discussed before that there was also proposal, or it may be decided or maybe proposed by the vice chair and chair. So that's what I understood, and I'm also open to that. So, but
if I may, this is Olga from my experience in GNSO. So in some things that have been reviewed, like say for example the travel policy. We formed a small drafting team, and we made many proposals to ICANN, and some things were agreed. And what happens now is that we were involved in the drafting team. We are following everything that happens with travel, and that makes it easier to know what is going on. I don't think that's the happens usually with chair and vice chairs that are looking at the whole picture. And sometimes they may not be focusing on one specific issue. This is why I think a small drafting team or standing committee could be useful.
Okay. Okay.
This is Ken. If we're okay with that discussion for the time being, what's up on the screen now is what we had planned to do on the agenda for today, and I see there's about 6 or 7 minutes left.
Oh, yeah.
One of the items that we had identified, or at least Liz and I had talked about, and then we proposed it into some email summaries, is in the two-dimensional model, should the value and the consumption dimensions or variables be rated by different parties? And one suggestion is that the council takes the value side and maybe the staff or somebody else takes the cost or consumption side. And the rationale there was this: we've already discovered the cross-correlation issue between cost and value, meaning that sometimes individual people say, if something is very resource-intensive, it must be valuable. And a different person with a different objective view might say, no, those are two separate issues. Something could be completely valuable and take up a lot of time or not take up a lot of time, but they're independent variables. We just wanted to toss that out to the group to see if there's any what other people think about that.
Well, I think this is Jamie, and I think they are different, but they have a correlation indeed. So, but they are different things. The definitions are different. So, we can I cannot right now envisage a project that has high value and low resource consumption, but it could happen. I mean, in hypothetically, it could happen. So, to be objective, I don't think we should have different teams to do a rating in the two different scales. I think we could have also we could benefit from staff input in the rating of the resource consumption. So, what I would suggest is that the rating in resource consumption could be open to a staff team and leave the value rating exclusive to the council.
This is Chuck. I tend to agree with Jamie on that. That I'm not convinced that the usefulness of having different groups rate different parameters.
Yeah. Anything else?
Restating my proposition is that X value, resource could be the rating of this dimension could be done by an enlarged group. I mean, but the council should do this work. It should not be left aside of this work. The group in this instance could be enlarged by the staff.
Okay. We just wanted to get that on the table, not to belabor the point. So maybe one of the things we'll have to take into account is how would staff participate? We clearly had Liz involved in our test, right? She did some ratings as one of whatever six or whatever the number we had of raters. I'll just note that as a question. Okay, great. Let me go back to my list. I just put up the at any time anybody wants to review this, and at some point we will, perhaps our next meeting, this was the final set of Delphi results and where all the projects ended up. I thought that might be useful to look at. But The second item might actually be fairly straightforward. It had to do with the rating scale of 1 to 7 and whether the team feels that that's a good scale to use. We like 7 points versus 5 or 3 or 12 or some other number, or maybe a different idea entirely.
Chuck, I'll start it off. I'm fairly comfortable, I think, with 7. I don't think I would favor going lower. I might be okay with going a little higher. Overall, I think 7's pretty good.
I like it.
Okay. Any other comments on that? We're just going through the big dimensions just to tick them off and say, yep, just so we don't forget anything. We don't have to disagree on everything.
Yeah, I'm fine with seven.
Okay, excellent. The next one is could potentially be a little bit more involved in the terms of our discussion. So I don't know if you want to try to tackle this one today or save it for our next session, but it has to do with how do we really feel now about individual versus group ratings and what would we really recommend to the council in terms of how they would go about putting these projects on the chart.
Chuck, again, I like what we did where we did individual rankings first, and then we did it as a group. I thought that was a good order of things. Now, obviously, there are other ways to do it, too, but I thought that worked pretty well.
You're not talking about the small groups, are you, Cran?
Well, that's one of the questions in here, 3D, which is, Are we in a position to recommend that we think the group should be 5 or 6, 2 or 3? We haven't really tried 2 or 3 yet. Is that something we want to do? This could turn out to be a little bit of a lengthy discussion, and I'm not sure. We're at 1 o'clock here. Olga, what do you think we should do at this point? Should we try this on the next session?
Olga, I think that perhaps we can exchange some ideas in the list. I think we should perhaps use more the list to confirm some of our to improve our work, but I cannot find the word in English, but to move forward faster. And yes, we should follow the discussion in our next conference. Would it be okay the next? Is that a good time for having a conference call next week for following up?
This is Chuck. If we're going to get this thing done, we're going to need to meet weekly, if at all possible.
Yes.
I think, this is Jamie, and I think we should not sacrifice our intent of doing. We still have a left work to do either in the small groups or as a whole group, I mean our group, or to divide our small group in smaller groups, but we have still to do a final one-dimensional decision. So I would suggest, and we didn't try the efficiency or efficacy of the small group approach. So I think we should try it in order to say if it's good or if it's not good. And I think we can try it in this last step of our work that has still to be done, that is the taking all this two-dimensional approach and put it in a linear scale of priorities.
This is Ken. What I think I'm hearing is one option we have is to we could take this discussion of group and individual ratings or the approach. It's all up in here in number 3, A, B, C, D, and all that. What we could do is suspend that temporarily and move to step six, which is how are we going to use, this is where I think Jamie's coming, how are we going to use all this information to actually develop a prioritization, which is the goal, right? And then if we decide, figure out exactly how we're going to use all this information and what we would recommend, then we could loop back and see if we want to do a small test of two or three individuals doing ratings, and I don't know.
I think it's a good idea.
That needs to do a proposition that, very objective. I think we have to this final step. Each small group, I would say each couple of two of us, get together and looking at the work that we have already done, these small groups decide in a linear scale. And then we have a get-together and we see if all the smaller couples have the same list, okay, this is a consensus. If not, if this final group dimension benefits or not of this previous discussion in couples, that would be the equivalent of small groups. Or if it's just a waste of time, and we would not propose that to the council as a systematic of.
Jamie, this is Chuck. I want to make sure I'm understanding what you're suggesting. You use the word linear. Are you saying that the pairs of people would just rank things linearly and not using the two-axis approach?
Use it as an input to the we have, because priority is a one-dimensional list of priorities. Priorities is going to the dictionary, no? Priority is time precedence. What should be done in which order? Remit to a linear scale. So we have to this two-dimensional approach as an exercise to a final six, and it was, as I understood in Kent's proposition, this would be what he mentioned as a step six.
This is Kent. I just want
and
to say, want to make a clarification. I don't think that the term priority necessarily requires that each item be prioritized in linearly one to the end. For example, this four-quadrant model was developed so that you could have buckets, priority buckets. The A bucket is the ones that you have the most value in, the B bucket, and maybe it's just one D bucket that gets stopped or gets slowed down. You wouldn't necessarily have to rate and rank them individually within buckets.
And in fact, the council is capable, the GNSO as a whole, is capable of working multiple projects at the same time. So an underlying assumption that you've got to rank them totally linearly is that, you know, you're going to do them sequentially or something, which we know is not going to be the case.
No, it's not the case. It's not the case of doing sequentially, but to have a guideline of if there is a conflict, the resource conflict, how council should give orientation on how to resolve this conflict. Based on his thinking of what is a priority. And this can happen in a bucket or not, or between something that is in the A bucket and another that is in the B bucket.
These are the questions, I think, that actually were part of step six, and we've morphed into it a little bit. So maybe the question I'm asking is, should our next call be directly surround this question? How do we take the two-dimensional model and work it in such a way that it is useful as a prioritization mechanism to the council, and what kinds of decisions would we make? And this is the discussion I think we really have to have, and maybe it should take, maybe we should go out of sequence at this point and take it next, and then loop back to the finalization of how we get the ratings done. And because I'm wondering if we might even make a decision that we throw the model away and just do a prioritization. I mean, I suppose that's a possibility, even though we've invested a lot of time in this model.
But I think it's a valuable. In order to do even if we want to do a one-dimensional prioritization, the two-dimensional approach is useful to as an exercise. And I think it should be done. Even if it is a final. The four quadrants is our final output, or if it's an intermediate output to a final list, one-dimensional list.
Yeah. In fact, this morning I spent several hours just thinking about that question. I promised earlier that I would do some staff work to see if I could help the team out a little bit, and so I've been working a bunch of different ideas about how you take the four quadrants approach and develop a ranking using just the information that we have. It's not easy, and I have some different ideas, and I could propose some of that as we move into this next discussion. But I want to spend some time thinking about it some more. I mean, it is possible, for example, to develop different weightings for a cost and weightings for value, and then multiplying these variables together to get a total score and then rank by the score. That's where I'm heading.
Well, the question before us, this is Chuck, is whether we should move to agenda item 6 next or something else in our next meeting. I'm fine with moving to agenda item 6. What do other people think?
I agree.
Yep. And yep. I was. Okay.
Okay, super. I will try to put some thoughts together on that subject and maybe sketch out some ideas around how we might move through that topic, and we'll take step 6 up next, and we won't forget to come back after that to finish up step 5, which has to do with groups and ratings and how we get all that done and what we liked and didn't like about that process. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yes. Is a doodle going to be done for our next meeting?
Chuck, this is Glenn. Would next week at the same time suit everybody?
Let's take a look.
Let's check.
It
would be okay for me.
So we're talking the second?
The second, yeah. That's right, Chuck, yes.
Yeah, I might have to leave early, but we could go ahead and do it. You guys don't have to have me on the call.
For me, it's a holiday here, but I can be because I usually do it in my cell phone, so I can do that.
Yeah, I can do that.
My calendar shows it's a holiday here too. It's Groundhog Day.
It's what, kid?
It's called Groundhog Day.
Not a holiday we get time off for, Glenn.
I didn't quite assimilate the joke. Groundhog, yes?
Yeah, it's an animal, I think.
It's just a groundhog is watched to see if he comes out and sees his shadow. It's a way of guessing whether we're going to have an early spring or a late spring.
Okay.
So we've got it in for next week, the second, same time.
Okay, I'll get a summary out like I normally do and make sure it gets to the list, and I'll also give some thought to how we proceed with step six.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks so much,
everybody.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.